ओम नमः शिवाय डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज न्याय स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पदकृतिया प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण थैंक यू ओम नमः शिवाय
कार्य वारणाय पूर्वेति सो कार्य नियत वृत्ति इफ यू से कार्य नियत वृत्ति इंस्ट ऑफ पूर्व वृत्ति कार्य नियत वृत्ति इन दि कार्य इट एग्जिस्ट कार्य एग्जिस्ट इन कार्य पॉट एग्जिस्ट इन पॉट पॉट वा सो पॉट एग्जिस्ट इन पॉट देयरफॉर टू रिमूव दैट पूर्व वृत्ति प्रीवियर एग्जिस्टेंस प्रीवियर एग्जिस्टेंस यू से दंडादि दंडत्वादि वारणाय अनन्यथा सिद्धत्वे विशेषणस्य आवश्यकत्वेन तत एव रासभादि वारण संभवे नियत पदम अनर्थकम एव सो ही सेज नियत पदम यू डोंट नीड टू यूज कार्य नियत पूर्ववृत्ति इंस्ट ऑफ द लक्षण बीइंग कार्य नियत पूर्ववृत्ति जस्ट से कार्य पूर्ववृत्ति बट इफ यू से कार्य पूर्ववृत्ति क्लाउड ऑल्सो exists before the creation, during the creation. And the donkey also exists. There the lakshana will go. No. I will add another word instead of niyata. What is that? Ananyatha siddhatte sati. There are 5 anyatha siddhas. Pancha anyatha siddhatva desi. So, when you add this ananyatha siddhatte, that which is not anyatha siddha. See, stick. It is not necessary that you need to use only a stick to rotate the wheel. I can use my hands to rotate the wheel. It is not that I need a donkey to bring the clay. I can just bring it through with a basket or with a cycle or some other vehicle. So, these things are all anyata siddha. They are not really needed, necessary to do the creation. So, they are called ananyatha siddha. That which is not necessary, compulsory to create some object is called ananyatha siddha. So if I say anyatha siddha, if I say ananyatha siddha, this niyata is not necessary. I will say ananyatha siddha karya puruvruti. Then this niyata pada I don't need to use because definite, compulsory. If it is Rasama, etc., it is coming in the donkey, etc., they come in under the title of Anyatha Siddha. So, they will not be added in the cause. So, there will not be any Ativyapti. So, I just say Anyatha, Ananyatha Siddha, Karya Puravurti. I don't need to add Niyata. That is useless. If I add Niyata, that is useless because I am adding already Ananyatha Siddha. एवं च अनन्यता सिद्ध कार्य पूर्ववृत्ति कारणमिति फलितम् देयरफॉर दिस इज द लक्षण अनन्यता सिद्ध कार्य पूर्ववृत्ति कारणम् व्हाट इज कारण अनन्यता सिद्ध दैट व्हिच इज नॉट अन्यथा सिद्ध दैट व्हिच डस नॉट कम अंडर द अन्यथा सिद्ध अंडर कार्य नियत कार्य पूर्ववृत्ति दैट व्हिच एग्जिस्ट प्रियर टू द कार्य इज कारण Now the lakshana is there without any trouble. Ananyata siddhattam, anyata siddhi shunyattam. What is ananyata siddham? You are saying ananyata siddham, ananyata siddham. What is ananyata siddham? Ananyata siddham means anyata siddha shunyattam, which is devoid of anyata siddha, which is not anyata siddha. That is ananyata siddha. First, anyata siddha. What is anyata siddha? You teach me what anyata siddha is. Then I will understand what ananyata siddha is. So he says, anyatha siddhi cha avashya krupta niyata puravarti bihi dandad bihi eva ghatarupa karya sambhave tat sabhutatva tatcha dandatvado vartate ataha dandatvadikam anyatha siddham anyatha siddhischa avashya krupta niyata puravarti bihi dandad bihi eva that which exists like before the compulsorily before the creation which is a danda etc the stick etc gata roopa karya sambhave to create the pot etc so that which exists in danda etc stick etc which is not necessary to create the pot they are useful but it's not necessary it's not compulsory they are called Ananta Siddha, Anyata Siddha. And that which is not a danda, danda rupa, etc., will become, see, stick. Stick, it should be straight. There is no necessary. I just need a stick to rotate the wheel. Stick can be bent extra if it is okay. I don't need stick itself. I can use my hands. I don't need donkey. These kind of things which can be replaced, which is not compulsory, that is called Anyata Siddha. And Anyata Siddha, if I add, these things will be removed. Karyam Pragabhava Pratiyogi. What is Karyam? Prag Abhava Pratiyogi. For Karyam, the Lakshanam is Prag Abhava Pratiyogi. Pratiyogi is, we already saw, it is the vessel. And Prag Abhava Prior Absence. That which is vessel for prior absence is Karya. Meaning, Kala Divarnaya Pragiti. If I say Abhav Pratiyogi, then Kala is also Abhav Pratiyogi. So, because it is also a cause, therefore, you say Prag and Asambhav Varnaya Pratiyogi iti. Because Anyonyava Pratiyogi is there in everything, therefore, in the Nitya also, therefore, that will become Karya. To remove that, you say Prag. And if you say Praga Bhava, instead of a Pratiyogi, if you just say Praga Bhava, then it will become Asambhava Dosha. Because everything, Praga Bhavam is, if you say Praga Bhavam, if you don't use Pratiyogi vessel, if you just say Praga Bhavam, prior absence is not Karya. Absence, prior absence exists. Prior absence cannot be Karya. After the prior absence, the Karya exists. So, before the Karya comes into existence, the prior absence exists, not during the Karya. Therefore, you have to say Pratiyogi. It is a vessel for prior absence. The Karya, before the Karya is created, has come into existence, it has that prior absence. So, prior absence cannot be Karya, because in that state, it is not called as Karya. So, he says, Pratiyogi, you add this Pratiyogi to the Lakshana. Pragabhava Pratiyogi. Karanam Trividham. And this cause is also of three types. Samavayi, Asamavayi, Nimitta Bhedat. There is no tika there. Yet Samvetam Karyamut Padyate Tat Samvayi Karanam Tatha Santantavaha Patasya Tascha Savagata Rupa Dehe Yasmin Samavaya Sammandhena Vartamanam Tadityartha. In which Yet Samavetam Karyamut Padyate means in which through the Samavaya Sammandha, through that inseparable relationship, whatever is created, whatever exists, whatever is created, that is what is called as Karyam. Yet samavetam, that which exists in the inseparable relationship, because of that karyam utpadyate, the cause, the effect is created, that is called samvayi karana. That which inseparable cause exists, that which is the cause for creation of the effect, that is called samavayi karana. Like tantavaha patatsya, tantavaha. The thread for necessary for pot creation of cloth. Patasya patascha swagata rupa. And the cloth is necessary for its form. So without the thread, the cloth cannot be created. And without the cloth, it cannot have the form. So cloth is necessary. Yet samavetam, definite, inseparable for the effect. So, cloth is necessary, compulsory to create the form. And the thread is necessary, compulsory to create the cloth. So, that which is compulsorily needed for the creation of the effect in an inseparable way, it cannot be separated. It has to exist. If it exists, that will exist. If the thread is intertwined, the cloth will exist. If the thread does not exist, the cloth will not exist. If that is, in that way, if something exists, then that is called samavayi karana karena karanena vasah ekasmin arthe samavetam sat karanam asamavayi karanam tatant sanyogah patasya tantrupam patarupasya karena karanena va sah ekasmin arthe samavetatve sati atma vishesha guna vinnatve sati yad karanam tad asamavayi karanam so he is adding to the padakritya he is changing the lakshana adding some padas to the lakshana definition karena karanena va vindi karya or in the karana saha ekasmin arthe in the same time samavetatve sati when there is this samavaya sambandha inseparable relationship then atma vishesha guna bhinnatve sati it should be relating with karya and karana in the same place but still it should be different from the atma's guna Atma's guna, it should be different from the Atma guna. Then, that karna is called asamavayi karna. Tai tanta sanyogadau avyapti varanaya karyena iti. In the, see, if karana ina saha ekasmin arthe, if you say tanta sanyoga is there in the karya. So, that will be negated. So, you say karena. And karena saha ekasmin arthe, if you say tantu rupadau, the form of the color of the thread, that will become negator. The color of the thread is necessary for the color of the cloth. The intertwining of the thread is necessary for creation of the cloth. So, in the karya and with the karna, there is this relationship. It is necessary. So, you have to add both karya and karna in the lakshana. Atma vishesha gune ativyapti varanaya atma vishesha guna bhinnatve sati so he says to remove it from atma vishesha guna so he says atma vishesha guna bhinnatve sati in this way he says he differentiates it with the atma's guna vishesha varanaya karanamiti and to remove it from vishesha the dvanik etc he says karana they are not cause so to remove it from the that he says karana tad ubhayam bhinnam karanam nimitta karanam that which is different from samvayi karana tad ubhaya bhinnam that which is different from the samvayi and that which is different from the asamvayi karana is called nimitta karana samavayi asamavayi karana varanaya tadubhaya bhinnam see if you say karanam nimitta karanam if you do lakshana as karanam nimitta karanam samavayi and asamavayi karanam will also come into existence into the picture ativyapti dosha so to remove that you say tadubhaya bhinna different from samavayi and asamavayi that which is different from samavayi and asamavayi is that causes nimitta karana if you don't say karana whatever is different from samavaya and asamavaya the karya or the cloth etc if you are talking about cloth the pot etc they are also become nimitta karana so to remove those things we say karanam the cause here visheshadau adivyapti varane or in the vishesha cause it will not go so it should not go so he says nimitta karanam tadetat trividhara karana madhye yat asadharana karanam tadeva karanam among the three cause that which is the special cause among the three causes that which is the special cause is called karana that is the instrument through which you create the cause that the effect tatra pratyaksha jnana karanam pratyaksham ప్రత్యక్ష జ్ఞాన కర్ణం తత్ర తత్ర మీన్స్ అమంగ్ ది ఫోర్ ప్రమాణాస్ ప్రత్యక్షం ప్రమాణ చతుష్ట మధ్యే ఇత్యర్థ దండాదివారణే జ్ఞాన ఇతి ప్రత్యక్ష కరణం ప్రత్యక్షం ఇఫ్ యు సే దిస్ దండ ఇస్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ ప్రత్యక్ష ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ యు సీ డైరెక్ట్లీ It's used for making the pot. There the lakshana will go. But it is not knowledge. Danda knowledge. That will become pratyaksha. So, to remove the danda etc. from the lakshana, you say pratyaksha jnanam karanam. And anumanadi varanaya pratyakshati. Jnana karanam pratyaksham. If you say anumana is also jnana karanam. For animiti jnana, anumana is a karana. So there the lakshana will go. So to remove that, pratyaksha jnana karanam pratyaksham, we have this animiti jnana karanam anumanam, like that we will see there in that anumana section khanda. Indriyat sannikarsha, what is pratyaksha? Indriyat sannikarsha janyam jnanam pratyaksham tadvidam nirvikalpam savikalpam cha. Indriyat janyikarsha indriyam chakshuradikam, what is sense organ? Indriyam means eye etc. Artha ghatadi, artha is pot etc. Tayoho sannikarsha sanyogadi sanyogadihi. So there sannikarsha, the indriya and artha, the eye etc. and the pot etc. There sannikarsha, there meeting, sanyoga etc. The relationship will see sanyoga etc. sanyoga samvaya etc. those kind of relationship. So tadjanyam jnanam, and because of that meet, that meeting, whatever knowledge is created, that is what is called pratyaksha. Sannikarsha dvamsa varanaya jnanam iti. If you don't give jnana in the indriya sannikarsha janyam, if you say just that without saying jnanam, that which is created because of the indriya artha sannikarsha, then in the sannikarsha dvamsa, see sense organ, pot, I see, and I remove my eyes from that pot to cloth. Now this indriya artha sannikarsha dvamsa is also created by the indriya artha sannikarsha only. There the lakshana will go. It will not only the knowledge, in the dvamsa also. To remove that, you say indriya artha sannikarsham janyam. You add that janyam, jnanam, knowledge. We are not just talking about that which is created because of the sense organ, the sense of this meeting. That which knowledge is created, that we are talking about. Otherwise, the sense organ, the sense object meet, I change the sense object, then this knowledge, this dvamsa, this distraction also become pratyaksha. We are not talking about that. We are talking about the knowledge. Because pratyaksha jnana karanam pratyaksham, that which is the instrument for gaining the pratyaksha knowledge is direct perception, is pratyaksham. Therefore you have to say jnanam. Animiti adi varanaya indriyartha nigarshiti. So janyam jnanam pratyaksham, if you just say, then anumiti also will become janyam jnanam. Anumiti is also janyam jnanam. There the lakshana will go. So you have to say indriyartha nigarsham. ननु सोपनेत्र चक्षुषा कथम पदार्थ ग्रहणम चक्षुष उपनेत्रे निरुद्धत्वेन पदार्थेन सह सन्निकर्ष अभावात् कथम वा स्वच्छ जानवी सलिलावृत्तम मत् सलिलावृत मत्स्यादेह चक्षुषा ग्रहणमिच्छेत्. सी इंद्रिय अर्थ सन्निकर्षम ज्ञानम इज प्रत्यक्षम. रिमेंबर द सेंस ऑर्गन एंड द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट शुड मीट, देन द knowledge will rise. That knowledge is called pratyaksham. Okay, I wear specs, I wear goggles. Now I see through the specs. My sense organ meets the glass, and through the glass I see the object. Now there is a vyavadhana, there is a disturbance. That is not pratyaksha. Indriya, the sense organ, and the sense object don't meet. There is some disturbance there. One. Or the Ganga water, you see in Haridwar and all, Haridwar and Rishikesh also, in Ranchula, people throw money. And there are boys who go on the inside the water to pick up that money. Now, you see fish, etc., in that Gangaji. Now, that fish is the object. Your eye is the sense organ. Now, between them there is Ganga water. Now, again there is a disturbance in contact. So, that also cannot be called as pratyaksha. So, what is this? You say, no, you should not talk like that. Why? Swachadravyasya tejo nirodhakatva abhavena tadantaschakshuh pravesha sambhavat. The clear, opaque substance does not protect, does not prevent this power of the eye, the power of the sense organ, eye, to penetrate it. It cannot prevent, the opaque object cannot prevent the power of the eye to enter it, enter through it. So there's no trouble here. It is also protection. Nacha Ishar Pratyaksha Vyatiriti Vachyam Tata Janyat Pratyakshasiya Rachitatva. But Ishvara, for Ishvara, everything is protection. Now, there this Lakshana will, Indriya Sannikarsh Janyam Yanam Pratyaksham, there this Lakshana will not go. For Ishvara, everything is Pratyaksha. He does not have sense organs. Then, he talk like that, then the answer is, we are not talking about the Ishvara's Pratyaksha. We are talking about the Laukika Pratyaksha, Janya Pratyaksha, that Pratyaksha which is created. For Ishvara, it is not something which is created, it is there, he knows it exists, over. If he knows it exists, it will exist. So, it is not an object, the sense organ combination which creates the knowledge. The knowledge exists, therefore the object exists. So, we are talking about that knowledge which is that Pratyaksha which is created. So, there is no problem there in the Ishvara's Pratyaksha. ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति शांति शांति।